Good morning and welcome, Berlin. Very happy to see you all here in person. I hope everyone finally woke up now. That at least was my intention. Good to see you. Happy to see everyone again who was here for the newcomer sessions. We're still having people coming in, but we gotta start, kind of have a full packed day. So, very happy to see you. Welcome to Berlin. Welcome to Berlin or Venueless, regardless of where you're sitting. If you're in Venueless, this is your home for the next 2 days. All streams and talks will be streamed. All presentations will be online. If you're attending on site, I kindly ask you to mute your notebooks if you're in Venueless as well. Try to not have the usual repeat functions. Interact with everyone in Venueless. The Venueless chat is the place to be. Use Venueless for questions and for votes. Our heralds are continuously monitoring Venueless and will relay them here as well. So if you're on site, you'll have the option to ask the questions in the chat or stand up and we'll bring you a microphone. If you're remote, use the chat. We'll do the same. Couple of housekeeping items. We have a tight agenda, so I kindly ask you to be on time, and I fully acknowledge that I was 2 minutes late. DNARC is an open and inclusive community, and we really ask you to keep that spirit. Treat each other with tolerance and respect. Free speech and an open exchange of ideas is encouraged, but keep it professional. This is not personal, this is topic-related. Content-related, work-related. It's fair to disagree, but not on a personal level. Let's try to keep the spirit. Let's try to keep it open and friendly. If you feel harassed or threatened in any way, reach out to the board directly or to any board member. And for those of you at home or in Venueless already, we highly encourage to use the social emojis on the live stream, and we'll have stats on that in the closing talk again. If you have questions remote, use the help desk channel. If you have questions are in Venueless, use the help desk channel as well. If you can't use the help desk channel, email event@dnarc.de. If you're here on site and you have questions, use the green info point downstairs. They'll have all the information. Two more housekeeping items. One, I've been asked to all remind you to hydrate on a regular basis. There are drinks all over the place. Until 5 o'clock, there are drinks and soft drinks without alcohol. After that, it's up to you and your choice. The second one is we still treat COVID seriously. There is a COVID testing station, and we've made good experiences with the community last year. Every one of you should have received self-tests. We kindly ask you to do that before you join the venue. If you're in the hotel, do it on your room. If you're somewhere else, do it there. We had a COVID test last night, a positive test last night on the blind peerings. Small group, very limited, not clear whether it actually is true. But check your emails. If you were close in proximity, you get informed. Again, highly encourage, please test yourself. Don't come to the space if you're sick, feeling ill. We have good remote options as well. The DNARC philosophy is we have as little rules as possible and as little as required. For the next 30 seconds, it seems I'll be the adult in the room, and we need a new one. So being respectful to each other means not to brute force reboot iPhones, nor to attack the Wi-Fi. That is not in anyone's interest. That is no fun. That has caused a lot of hassle to a good amount of people who've spent half a year preparing a conference. We don't want to take any rules or actions, but we sadly have to. So effective immediately, use of devices or apps that attack DNARC or any attendee infrastructure will lead to immediate exclusion from this and any future conferences. Sorry to do that. Seems that's the way. I've always wanted to be an IT help desk, so that's my option. Service advice. If you're running an iPhone, I highly encourage you to not have your Bluetooth turned on. That seems to do the trick and solve the problem. While you're looking at your phone and turning off Bluetooth, check again whether it's muted as well, and turn that off as well. We want to see how you're attending DNOC 15. So use the hashcode DNOC 15 on your favorite social. I'm not going to go through all of them. They've gotten too much at this point. Tonight at 7, there is a social, and we think we've found a very special place in Berlin. The philosophy of DNOC is we don't want to have fancy seated dinner socials. We want to encourage you to talk to each other, and we want to show you something that you usually wouldn't see. We've rented the old listening station on the Teufelsberg, which seems to be famously known in this community. We'll carry you there from here via buses. The buses leave at 6:15 till 6:30 at the main entrance of the hotel. A few steps down, it's going to be set, and we're going to show it in the closing talk as well. You can also find the information on your badge. There is no bus after 6:30. If you don't make it, you got to use public transport. We'll carry you from the public transport station up to there, or you can walk. Bring your badge, dress for weather. Again, this isn't fancy, but it's awesome. Looking forward to see you all there. Behind all of this is a volunteer-run community team, 11 people who've spent a good amount of time over the last months and weeks doing all of this. These are only the people who've led the individual sections. There is a huge group of volunteers behind that. With that on stage with me, Moritz and Tim, who's with me at the end of the day, are the ones to blame for everything. All the praise, please, to all the others. And I think that's a very good first place for a bit of applause. Clap your hands for a group of organizing people. If you want to talk to any one of them, the green people are running around everywhere these days. So you can notice them either on the green info point down there or on the green shirt that I'm wearing. Whoever is wearing that is supposed to help you answer your questions and know everything. Let's see if I've overpromised or put everyone in jeopardy. We're committed to running a hybrid conference. The intention is that most of what we're doing here is going to be available hybrid as well. Our sponsors are in the virtual rooms. Q&A is in the virtual rooms. The discussion will be in venueless. This is the chat and place to be. If you have any issues remote, we're willing and committed to make that experience as good as it is here. We can obviously not translate everything remotely. The social won't be remote. That's a bit of a trick. For those of you who are members or are becoming members throughout this conference, the general meeting of DNOC EV is on Thursday at 6 p.m. You should have received a general invite. You'll receive a Zoom invite throughout the week. And then I'm going to go quickly through the sponsors who make this possible. Just as a recap, about 30% of this conference is covered by tickets. 70% of it is by sponsors. And if the conference makes a surplus, we'll actually use that for free events, meetups, and all of that throughout the year. So please thank all of our sponsors, talk to them, make it worth their while. Very much thanking, first of all, our diamond sponsor, BKX, very local here in Berlin. Our platinum sponsors, IPHH, Flex Optics, Nisevo, and NLIX. Our social sponsor tonight, DKIX, and the lunch sponsors, APHH, Onominos, and the lanyard sponsor, Santaro, and the coffee sponsor, who's doing the well barista cafe out there, Interlink. Our gold sponsors, Core Backbone, Equinix, Nokia, and OpenGear. And our support sponsors, who are committed to supporting the community without getting too much of a benefit in return. That's very much appreciated as well. The fact that you can use Wi-Fi here in the hotel, and believe me, when we went here the first time, that was interesting.
And no IPv6.
So the fact that you can use good Wi-Fi and internet everywhere, very much and highly praised, thanks to Deutsche Telekom and Airborne. And with that, I'll speed up and go through a couple of facts. So, reminder, last year, DNOG in Hamburg was 350 people. We've grown 120 people in 1 year. That's enormous. That's awesome. That's insane. Thank you all for being here. We have 38 students using our student program, where you can sign up for €27. The intention is that is €9 a day. Some of you might recognize the connection there. We're actually intending not to increase pricing for that. We're going to keep it at €9 a day. And this morning we had 150 plus remote checked-in people. I think that's going to increase. So this is the 15th DNOG year, which actually means 15 years of DNOG conference. That's awesome. That's like 15 years of you all showing up to network and to learn from each other. That's 15 years of a volunteer-run event. That's fantastic. I'm really happy to see that. So, show of hands, who of you was here at DNOG 1?
Wow.
Very happy to see that you're still here. And at least the majority still has more hair than I do, so that's kind of difficult. Two, that means the majority and above 90% of you are new. That's awesome as well, so very good to see that. It's like, if you look at this graph where we started in 2009 with about 90-something people and 470 here, you can see an insane upscale over the last years once we've went into the direction of the membership association and we started moving around through Germany. So, very happy to see that. For those of you who think Patrick can't count, this is 13 graphs and he's talking about 15 years. As 2 years of COVID obviously missing, and that's only remote attendees, so we're not counting that in the graph. Two or three learnings that I want to point out of 2023. Scaling is hard at some point, and we've reached that point. Going from DNOG 14 to DNOG 15 was completely changing the landscape of conference center that we required. Like for those of you who've been at 14 and for those of you who are here now, it's a bit of a difference. The cost attendee ratio is getting more and more unbalanced. It's like you 500-ish euros to 27. It's like you actually get good value for your money. Isn't the problem this year? Berlin is a fantastic place to be. The conference fund that Tim is going to talk about in a second, and I'll should really speed up, is helping us there, but we would like to hear from you how you would like us to scale in future. How do you believe we should do that? There are a couple of options. We could just simply increase ticket prices and match the cost. We could have more sponsors and have bigger exhibition booths. Or we can have DNOG only in cities with lower cost, if that's possible at all in Germany. So when you go through the Rate the Talks and Rate the Conference, you'll have options to rate on that. We want to have your feedback because we actually care. It's like, we can go all directions, but we want to understand what you're thinking. The other one is scaling is harder for people as well. Sadly, you can't automate that part, at least not at conferences. We don't want to. So more attendees means different groups, different backgrounds. This is a network engineering conference. This is supposed to be not a sales show. The intention of that is you meet new people, you exchange ideas, you learn from each other. And if someone by accident buys something, that's okay as well. But keep that focus in mind. And with that, I really ask you to keep that spirit in mind of the spirit of the years. Be curious, not judgmental. Everyone out there is different. Everyone has a different mindset. Everyone has a different background and a different day job. But try to ask questions, try to talk to each other, try to figure out how you can learn from each other. I think then we're going to have a good experience. With that, my challenge to you is networking is hard. You need to get outside of your comfort zone. You need to set yourself a goal. My goal this year is 50 new people a day. I've done actually pretty crappy on that. It's like I went at 8 yesterday. I'm at 3 today. There is a chance tomorrow. So if you want to make up my KPIs for the week, find me, talk to me. Set yourself KPIs. 15 doesn't have to be, maybe it's just one. But find something. Set yourself a goal. We had the first opportunity for that yesterday night with the pre-social blind peering. 24 tables, 192 attendees, good and amazing pictures on the right side. Very good opportunity for those who haven't gone next year to meet random new people. An awesome shout out and thank you to Theo and the crew who booked more than 24 people tables throughout of Berlin on a Sunday evening. That's an awesome job. Well done. Thank you for that. For those of you who are on VenueList, there is a meet a random attendee function. So you can do the same. Go out, meet, talk to people. It hurts. It's difficult. And it's worse at the end. And with that, thank you all. I'll hand it over to Moritz.
All right. Hello again. Great to see everyone here. I'll try to make up for Patrick's lost time. Welcome on behalf of the program committee. It's a bunch of lovely folks who bring you the previous day and also the next 2 days of content. Really for the PC, and as Patrick mentioned, we try not to make Dnoc a sales show. So we highly discourage and do not accept any product marketing. No vendor can buy their way into speaking here. They have to produce content that has actual technical value and present it to you. We try to be very diverse here in topics on the conference. So not only 5 talks about whatever the biggest new thing is, I guess currently it's BGP, VXLAN, EVPN, something around that, but we try to have a broader spectrum here. And we try to bring in some more non-technical perspectives. And for this year, we have tried to diversify the content by giving you a bit more of an outlook into governance and regulation, but I guess more on that later. And if you like those topics or not, feel free to give feedback to us. It really helps us out in selecting the talks. And also, obviously, feel free to submit to any event that we're doing, be it a meetup, be it the conference, or anything else. We really appreciate the content you bring to us. So facts and figures this year, we have had 41 submissions by 37 submitters and 6 workshops. We sadly can't accept everyone because we have limited time. But after 254 reviews by the PC and a few calls later, we came up with this agenda, which fitted 23 talks. Nevertheless, please, you will applaud all the speakers later, but please give a warm applause to everyone who submitted and wasn't accepted. It's really appreciated. Thank you. So yeah, then for the speakers, please be 15 minutes early and show up right at the top there. And if you have any questions, as mentioned, the help desk channel is there for you. We will stick to the agenda this year. This may result in some longer breaks, but we'll do our best. And then lastly, on a personal note, 9 years ago, at my first Dnoc, I was asked by Richie and Marcus if I'd want to be the program committee chair. And I was young and naive, and I said yes. Boy, was that a lot of work. But it's been also great fun. However, I would like to thank everyone for 9 years of trust and support in bringing you this conference. But after 8 conferences, 12 meetups, over 300 talks and 30 workshops, who I did not do myself nor bring myself, but I had the pleasure of leading the team behind. It's time for me to step down as the chair of the program committee by the end of this conference. I'd like to thank especially everyone here for trusting a 21-year-old newcomer, sorry, it's a bit emotional for me, who had no idea about the industry and who got to meet an amazing amount of talented people, got to work with them, share thoughts with everyone here. It's been a blast. Thank you very much. With that, Sebastian Becker and Franziska Lichtblau, who maybe quickly could stand up, can especially find Franziska by the red hair. Both of them will take over for now. We have some great ideas on how to improve the PC at large. So feel free to talk to them throughout the conference, bring in your ideas and volunteer yourselves. I can highly recommend it. It was a very integral part in my career. And with that, I guess that slide just solved itself. With that, it's over to Tim and everything that's new for DNOC 15. Thank you.
Okay, hello from my side. I'm Tim, and I will go through some of the new features we have this year, as Patrick and Moritz have explained, especially Patrick, the scaling. We're really scaling, and so we thought, what would be the next steps in organizing this conference? And so the first thing would be sustainability. We started a sustainability concept. We started also a more detailed plan how we organize the single features and things at the conference to put smaller pieces together and can give these smaller pieces to people who want to help us. So the sustainability concept is one of the documentations which you write down that everybody knows how we want to manage special things at the conference. And two things to highlight. One is your T-shirts were printed climate neutrally. Here, thank you very much, Ute, who was very, very deep involved this year in talking to the vendors of clothes and checking which is the best fit for having this really great color on the one side, but on the other side also being produced climate neutrally. So thank you, Ute. Ute is there, and you can meet her at the info point. So thank you, Ute, for that. But it's not only we as the organizers who can contribute to a sustainable conference, it's also you. So thank you for traveling Deutsche Bahn, hopefully, and coming here in a climate-neutral way. Scaling means the room is getting wider, the floors are getting wider, the chance that you meet everybody at the conferences are getting low. Even the chance, if you see on the attendee list on our website, oh, I want to meet with this or that guy or girl, it's maybe you don't run into each other at the lunch break or somewhere. So we thought, okay, at least you need an idea how this other person looks like. So we started the attendee wall after the info point. Hopefully you all have seen it. Hopefully you all have a picture there. If the picture is not looking good, it's not you, it's the camera, but that's part of the plan. Even if you maybe see the photo of someone else, you might not find her or him on the conference. So we introduced the Meet Me sessions. Some of you might be familiar with a one-to-one peering concept from other conferences. We also used the tool from NixCZ, so thank you for them for letting us use it. You all got an invitation link to your attendee email address. You can sign up there and you can fill up slots. The idea is to have 15-minute slots and then a 5-minute break to have quick introduction meetings where you can say, hey, well, I want to talk to you. Just we introduce ourselves and chat a little bit, and afterwards we can see if we will have another meeting, bigger meeting. Or you can just use it, as Patrick said, to get your 15 new faces goal a day. You scheduled a lot of meetings. You scheduled so much meetings that the first slots are fully booked with our tables, which we have prepared in the Meet Me rooms. The Meet Me rooms are on the lower floor. You will see them later. They are open between 12 and 2 p.m. So if you can't schedule a meeting because there is no room left, then you can, in this meeting form, go to the bottom and just write in another place, like let's meet at the barista or somewhere else. If you haven't received the invitation email from the Meet tool, there should be in the subject something like DNOC 15 Meet invitation. Write us at event at DNOC or come to the info point. The job board. as we have more space, we can offer new features, and from different recommendations or questions from you, it was asked if we could have a job board. So we introduced the job board. If you're here an on-site attendee, you can send us up to 3 PDFs to jobboard@dinoc.de, write your name on it, that if it's hanging there and somebody sees it, he has a chance to directly talk to you about the job. But I think the rest is pretty self-explaining. So I will head to the next. We will even have 2 working space rooms, one for, call it open workspace, where you can work normally, let's say that, and the other would be a quiet workspace with no speaking, to when you need to be concentrated for it, doing some email in between or so. In the newcomer introduction earlier, we heard also the different angels we introduced. Scaling also means we need to have a concept how we can put all the pieces from this conference in smaller pieces to give it to certain people. We try to use the angle system from CCC. We are not that familiar with it, so it's a little bit bumpy right now. But if you want to help out, come to Ute to the info point, and we can manage there where you can fit in. A smaller thing, community sticker exchange. It's a table upstairs, pretty self-explaining. So last but not least, and that's my last slide, is the Berlin Congress Fund. When we saw earlier that each person has a cost of 500 euros for these 3 days, on the other side is your ticket price and the sponsors. That doesn't fill the gap in this big allocation this year. So we needed to find more financial support, and luckily, in response to the COVID pandemic, the EU and the state of Berlin have this Berlin Congress Fund, and fund us with a lot of money. So a big thank you to state of Berlin and the EU. They are paying more than a single sponsor, so that's a big part of being that we can run this conference and expand here to Berlin this year. And as I'm over time, I will stop here and not go into more details. If you want to find me, I'm mostly at the info point. And with that, we won't have questions for this talk, but we will head over to the next talk. Thank you very much, and now over to the next talk. Thanks.